The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Hello, my name is Demi Arsenault from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today, I will share with you the On Target Disability Rights of North Carolina newsletter for July of 2018. In this issue, we have Targets provide input and help share our work in 2019. Leadership meet our next executive director. Medicaid, two new laws shape the future of healthcare. NC Constitution, six amendments to vote on in November. To begin with, 2019 Targets Survey open. We need your input. Our annual Targets Survey is now open. Every year, we create targets to guide our work fighting for the rights of people with disabilities. We ask for public input on our targets so we can ensure that we are working on the issues most important to the disability community. The 2019 Target Survey will be open until August the 6th. Please complete this survey and share it with your friends, family, and anyone who cares about people with disabilities in North Carolina. And that survey is located on our website at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. Next, meet our next executive director. The Board of Directors for Disability Rights North Carolina is pleased to announce the appointment of Virginia Knowlton Marcus as the organization's next executive director. She will replace Vicki Smith, who is retiring at the end of September. Virginia is a nationally recognized disability rights attorney who has been advocating for disability rights at the state, federal, and international levels for nearly 25 years. Virginia comes to North Carolina from Disability Rights California, where she served as the director of legal advocacy and led a team of 125 lawyers, advocates, and other staff. Her previous positions include Executive Director of Disability Rights Maryland and Executive Director of the Joseph P. Kennedy Jr. Foundation in Washington, D.C. Virginia will assume her new responsibilities on September 12th of 2018. Two bills will shape NC's Medicaid system. Two bills passed in the recent legislative session that will shape NC's Medicaid system for years to come. Currently, North Carolina's Medicaid program is mostly fee-for-service, with MH, DD, SAS services in managed care. The state is in the process of transitioning to a system that is predominantly under managed care, with physical integrated with mental behavioral health care. Managed care means the managed care organization in charge of providing services gets a fixed amount of each person it serves. House Bill 403, Medicaid and Behavioral Health Modifications, moves Medicaid patients with mild or moderate behavioral health needs to new standard plans. These consumers would be able to choose which company administers their health care services. People with more intensive MH, DD, SAS, TBI-related needs would be under tailored plans. The existing LME MCOs will administer these plans, and unlike the standard plans, consumers in the tailored plans will have no choice regarding who administers their managed health plans. Disability Rights NC is actively engaged with the Department of Health and Human Resources as it implements HB 403. House Bill 156, Medicaid PHP licensure and transformation modifications, requires Medicaid prepaid health plans to obtain a license from the Department of Insurance. Once LME MCOs begin to offer the tailored plans authorized in HB 403, they will become PHPs and will also have Department of Insurance oversight. Governor Cooper signed both bills into law on June 22nd. Six constitutional amendments on November ballot. There will be six constitutional amendments on your ballot in November. Two are of particular concern to people with disabilities, and we have provided links to all six on our website. One amendment would lower the cap on the state income tax rate to 7% from 10%. The current personal income tax rate in North Carolina is 5.499%. Such a reduction would limit the flexibility of state government in the event of an urgent need. That means that other parts of the budget, especially health care and education, could be in jeopardy in the event of a terrible hurricane season or other unforeseen expense. Also, if no one's rate can be more than 7%, then the only way to raise revenue from individual income tax is to eliminate tax credits and deductions. This may actually raise the taxes of low-income people with disabilities in the long run. The second proposed amendment would require voters to provide photo identification before voting in person. We know that people with disabilities are less likely to have an ID than non-disabled people. The amendment provides no flexibility for people who do not have access to identification documents, including birth certificates, that are needed to get a state-issued photo identification. This amendment threatens to disenfranchise voters with disabilities. The other four amendments would establish a right to hunt, fish, and harvest wildlife, increase the rights of victims of crime, create a bipartisan board of ethics and elections, and finally, move authority to fill judicial vacancies away from the governor. Learn about your voting rights on our accessible voting website, www.accessthevotenc.org. And again, that was www.accessthevotenc.org. If you're curious about our Facebook, you can follow us on Facebook for the latest in disability news. Some of our top posts for the past month on Facebook included: a judge ruled that the Judge Rotenberg Center in Canton, Massachusetts, could continue using painful electric shocks on its students with disabilities. Sesame Place in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, is the first amusement park to earn the Certified Autism Center designation. That means that at least 80% of a park's staff has completed rigorous training on autism sensitivity and awareness. And finally, our investigations and monitoring teams have been actively working in Anderson Health Services in Marshfield. The facility faces allegations of physical abuse, faulty treatment, and other failures. And again, you can find that on NC Disability Rights on Facebook. And this concludes today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, you have a couple options. You can check our website at www.disabilityrightsnc.org. Again, www.disabilityrightsnc.org. You can also reach us at 877-235-4210 or at 919-856-2195. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, you can also contact the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. And again, that number, 919-832-5138. Have a wonderful day.